Hey guys, welcome back to the Daily Ish Pod, the first podcast of the week. I hope your week started amazing. I hope you had a wonderful weekend as well. And I wish you a great rest of the week. The basic thing is I hope you're doing fine as well. And everybody around you is also safe and sound. With that, let's get into today's podcast. Today's podcast, I was thinking about what should we talk about in this one. And then I started thinking about especially the stuff which I was going through last couple of days, which is like the scenario where you consume a lot of stuff on YouTube and you have this feeling even while watching it that you're probably watching too much. You don't really need so much of inspiration or motivation. But you still keep on repeating that, you go into that rabbit hole and somehow miss to do something about it, or somehow miss the step of executing or acting on whatever we consume. Not necessarily everything you watch needs to be converted into actions, but especially when you watch too many inspiration, motivation, business, design, innovation, startup and all those kinds of videos, and go through a lot of podcasts and interviews of these amazing people and their journey, you constantly feel that you should do something more, but then you switch to the next video. So that's what we will basically jam on and think about in this particular podcast, and I believe this will be relatable to you as well. With that, let me quickly introduce myself so then we can go ahead and start talking on this particular discussion or topic. My name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a creative strategy and innovation consultant. That means I work as a freelancer, or let's say solo entrepreneur, on different projects across the globe, especially to push that needle to bring new types of thinking, to bring new types of point of views on topics, so people can innovate better, or people can strategize better, or people can come up with better ideas and solutions and test them better and all those things. So I help them with that. And it has my background, which is service design. That's what I've studied. I am also a musician, filmmaker, podcaster, and a founder of an online innovation lab called Futuring Now. And this is the Daily Ish Pod, where we talk about creativity, design, innovation, and lifestyle. Before we start talking, I would really appreciate if you have been listening to Daily Ish Pod, and if you think the content is some way relatable, if it's resonating with your thinking, or if it's triggering to think, make you think about something, I would really appreciate if you go ahead and share it with one friend of yours. Especially, let's say for this particular podcast, if you know people around you who are also into habit of watching tons of videos and not really taking action, and if you see that they could do much better if they start doing stuff instead of just putting stuff in their head, that's the friend I'm talking about. Just go ahead and share with him not only this particular podcast but our podcast in general, and that will mean a lot to me, and that will also help me expand this family of listeners. So thank you if you did that already. It means super duper a lot. With that, let's set the stage, hit the music, and start talking. So back in the days when I never used to be on YouTube for too long, I used to go out, again, different times, different era. I used to go out, attend events, attend panel discussions, talk to different people, do question answers and all those things when I used to attend those events. To be honest, I was the person who is always saying something or always asking questions when some speaker comes and say, if you have any questions, please go ahead. And I always had a question, or I always formed or crafted a question, because it felt interesting. And it was like one more step ahead in terms of getting more information, getting more network, getting more connections, getting more conversations going. And fun fact is, in one of the events in Berlin, I was there and I asked a couple of questions. And then the people who were organizing these events reached out to me afterwards through LinkedIn. And they were curious to know what sort of things I do. And then they were also showing me some possibilities in their own organization and all those things. And it happened not because I asked a question a particular question. It happened because I asked a question in the first place. So just by getting that small attention, also your question has to be meaningful. Can't ask a very mediocre question. Again, you should ask question really to point something out or to learn something. So your question is more authentic in that in that particular situation, and not just ask it for attention. But asking right questions got me a good attention, not only from the speakers, but also from the people around. And that's how I could create more network and connection. And I used to love that thing. And unfortunately, because of the lockdowns and everything, those things are not happening anymore. Nonetheless, my point of discussing this is basically when you used to go to the events, used to get inspired, and you used to come home and like be in the awe for a bit of what new things you learned, and then potentially convert them into actions. But the impact of the live events was much higher. Cut to today or these days, and it's not like YouTube did not exist back then, it's just that the physical events had much more impact. But these days, because of watching YouTube videos, and as I said in the beginning of this podcast on these particular topics, you're just pumping inspiration in your head. And the worst part is there is no connection to action. So you watch a video, you get inspired, and you, as in, I'm not referring to you only, I'm also talking about myself. So I watch, let's turn it to I. So I watch a video and I'm like, wow, this video has a great messaging. For example, a video I watched today afternoon. This was an interview between Zerodha, co-founder Nitin Kamath, and Saurav Pant, is one of the stand-up comedians in India. And there was one podcast which I watched, and it was quite inspirational. Good stuff from Zerodha. And the journey of the company and how they bootstrapped it, because they never took external funding. They're running this business by themselves. And the co-founder, Nitin Kamath, they actually got a board approval for getting these all the founders' salary, which is about 100 crore rupees. But that's just an approval. They're not really taking the salary yet. But by understanding the journey, I got very inspired. And I should have stopped at that point and did something about this inspiration, like converted it into something else. But what did I do? I switched to another podcast, watched it through. Then I switched to one more podcast, and I ended up watching 2-3 podcasts and then bunch of videos in between. And basically stuffed myself with too much information and inspiration, which is good to have. I'm not against it. It's fine. But when you just zoom out of this situation and see how much you watched and how much you did or how much you acted upon, the difference between that is very striking. And that's what I don't like. And I feel really guilty about it most of the times, and need to work on it as well. But the point is, we need to leave the inspiration space for some time so we can really take it in, understand some of the action items for us, design some stuff or design some process for us, and try to execute. But it's just that the information is so readily available, we just stuff information and we do overload, and we do not give enough justice to what we learn, and we just stuff it with something else and mix and match, and then it just gets too messy in our head. And it's because of the habit which we have been in for years now of going through content all the time and not really taking a step out and understanding what should we do with it. Just like Reels, TikTok, Instagram in general. We just scroll, watch. Even YouTube, you jump from video to video. Good suggestions because of the amazing algorithms, which never worked for my channel on YouTube. But yeah, because of the algorithm, you jump to the next amazing video and just you keep watching. But what happens next? Like, yes, there are amazing resources out there. Good stuff. But what should we do with it? And that's the question I'm asking myself, as well as you. I do not have a strong answer on this. But as I always, or as I usually say on this podcast, is like, even having awareness about the kind of problem you're going through is also much more helpful than being clueless about the whole situation. So we are already understanding what is the problem here, so we can deal with it and come up with potential solution to get over it. But yeah, this is the challenge. And whenever I say challenge, there are amazing possibilities and avenues after that, because that's how you start the whole problem solving. And one thing for sure Like, we should spare ourselves, spare our brain, spare our resources and mind space so that we do not stuff too much in it and really process stuff and see what we can do out of it. Because even if we spend, like, let's say 40 years just watching content and do nothing about it, like, what is the use of the content? Like, one can say that they got some sort of fulfillment in their head, they learned a lot of things, they know much more. But if nothing comes out and if it only stays in your brain, there could be, of course, fulfillment in that if that's the goal. But if it doesn't create any external impact beyond you, or if it doesn't let you help more people, I don't know. It doesn't kind of match the vision we are trying to build. So, yeah, this is a concern. But as I said, positive thing is we know that this is a concern, so we can work on it. I would really like to know, what do you do in such situations? If you have any of your techniques, processes, or a mindset, or whatever, any trick or hack, just feel free to reach out to Instagram at @thefunindianguy, inbox me, or you can find a link in this description of this particular podcast, the last link where you can send me an audio note explaining what you do. And if you do so, it will potentially also make it to our podcast. With that said, guys, I hope you found some sort of value in this discussion. I hope you had some sort of thought triggered by it. If you had it, I'll be super duper happy about it. Not because you found a problem, just because it was relatable or it could add some sort of thing in your life. And that's what I'm looking for here. With that said, guys, have a lovely week ahead. I'll catch you in the next podcast, which is going to be a really special podcast with some guests on it. I'm pretty much sure that you will enjoy this conversation because it was really fun when I did that podcast. I will not give out too much. Let's keep it for a couple of days and then you'll come to know which podcast we are talking about. But with that said, once again, guys, take care, stay safe. And yes, tell one friend of yours about this podcast if it adds any value to you. Take care, stay safe. And I'll see you in the next video or in the next podcast. Ciao.